Okay, so today is Daf Kuf Mem Aleph. We're on Kuf Mem on the base by the Ikad Amri. Right? Ikad Amri is. How many lines down? Six, seven lines down? Oh, I can't find it. Right, six lines down. Okay, yeah, the Ikad Amri. So basically, we had yesterday, Rav Yehuda said yesterday, that Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Haisa Yosheves Ben Shnei Rov De Ilan. If the bird is sitting between two branches, two twigs, and the birds are underneath the twigs, and he's not touching the birds just yet, but the mother bird is actually sitting, so rowing culture in Tishmat Nofel Aleim, if you pull in the twigs and the bird would fall down onto the birds, that's considered the birds on top of the chicks, and therefore you chayav shvul chakan. But if you pull it away and the mother bird would fall, and she wouldn't touch the chicks, and it's not called Rovetzes, and she is not, since you repart her. So yesterday we had a man d'amar to ask some questions on the Yehuda, now we're going to do the same thing, just do it backwards, and use it as a raya. Iga d'amri lenu masayele. Maybe we have a raya to Rav Yehuda, who says that if you're Rovetzes, then shnei rov de'ilon yuchayel v'shalcha. Haisa yosheves b'neihem, as a braisa that says as follows. Haisa yosheves b'neihem, if the mother bird is sitting in between the chicks, patra mishaleach, you don't have to send them away, send her away, because it's not on. Right, al gabeyan, if she's sitting on top of them, yuchayiv l'shaleach. Now that makes sense. Haisa me'ofefes, let's say it's hovering over them. Afilu knafel nogos b'kein patur mishaleach. Even if the wings are touching the birds as she's hovering over, but she's not rovetes, they say that is patur mishaleach. We're going to ask that's different than the Mishnah. So my love, now that doesn't mean al gabeyan. When we say al gabeyan, it's dumi de b'neihen. Al gabeyan is similar to b'neihen. What's b'neihen in between them? B'neihem. The lone dog will allow you. The name is talking about a case that you punch is because you're not touching them. The mother birds are sitting in between the chicks and not touching them. She's sitting in between. So too, my benayim do not go allow you. Apal gabayim do not go allow you. So too, al gabayim is where you are not, the bird is not touching them. So how are you sitting on top of them and not touching them? Must be, ha'ainu rov de ilan. You're sitting on top of the twigs. And you see that going to the price of Yechayev, which would have the shlul hakein, and that's a raya for Rav Yehuda. So he says, low, you do get the rule. Oh, says low once. You're doing the hekka is backwards. Low. Al gabeyan doing the benehem. Al gabeyan is similar to benehem, right? Which is ma benehem the nogabuhu. No, benehem is a case of where they're actually touching. Where it's a bigger finish. The mother bird is sitting between the two birds, the other birds, is actually touching them, but since it's not on top, there's no chiyuv shaleach. So too in our case, ma benehem the nogabuhu, al gabeyan the nogabuhu. So al gabeyan must be where she's actually touching them, meaning rov de ilan, she's not touching, because she's on the twigs, you're not chayav shaleach, ala rov de ilan potter. So Gemara says, ihach, if that's the case, that rovetz has been rov de ilan is potter, if she's sitting on the twigs, she'd be potter, adekatani, the sefer says, haisa me'ofefes, afilu kafeh nogus begin potter, the sefer says, if she's hovering over, and even though her wings are touching the birds, she's potter. Why say that case? Risne, just list the case of rov de ilan, and even that case, you're putter, and culture came no fefes, because at least by Rov the Elon, she's actually Rovetes. She's sitting. It's a bigger kid, she's sitting. They hear she's flying away, and the sitting is the Lashon of the Pasuk. So, notice, no fefes is strictly, you need a hovering case. The Afilu Knafel, Nogos became putter Mishaleh. Because that case, the kid is, even though she's touching, there are two aspects over here. You have the sitting aspect and the actual touching aspect. So, on the Rov the Elon, you say you're putter because you're not touching. And the Rovetes, you're not putter because you're not sitting, you're not Rovetes. The Gemara says, wait, the price is different though, because Ha Nantanon, our Mishnah says, this month the Knafel Nogos became Chayav Shaleach. Our Mishnah said, if she's hovering and touching, then you have a Chiyav Shaleach Hakan. And Bryce says here, says, you're not, there is no Chiyav Shaleach Hakan. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Kikatani Masnisa, I think you add in, the Masha adds this, that Gersa, not Masnisa, Masnisa. It says in the Bryce, it's Nogeya Min Hatzad. You're Nogeya Min Hatzad, and therefore you're Potter. Right, so Nogeya Min Hatzad. Our Mishnah that says, you're Chayav Shaleach, is when she's hovering on top, I guess she's touching on top of the bird. The difference is which way she's the bird is touching. And that makes the difference. Okay. Right, so the Mishnah then said, Ein Sham Ela Ephra, right? If there's only one chick or one egg in the nest, you're still chayav shaleach. Because even though it says beitzim, right, you say kan, which means kain, mikol makom. Kan sefer means no matter what, kan mikol makom. Therefore, and the kan comes to exclude if birds that are flying or beitzim that will never create a chick, right? That was a part to Mishalei, because he says ha'im rovetz ala frochim ala beitzim. So we'll just like a frochim rovetz kayama, the beitzim also have to be beit kayama. But one is enough. So the Gemara says why? Why don't we learn it the other way around? So Amar le Rahu Ravon le Rava ema ipcha. We'll learn it the other way around. That what we should be darsh like this. Ein sham ela efroch. If there's only one chick, any efroch echad or beitza achad, there's only one egg. Maybe in that case they put in Mishalei. Divainam, because we'll need, like the prophet says, Ephrochim obeisim. You need multi, you need plural. Zilecha. And therefore, if there's one, you'd be potter. But Hayusham, and make the other limit of it, Hayusham, Ephrochim, Africhim. If the chicks are flying a little bit, obeisim uzaras, you still have with Shaleach. Why? Because Nishinem are Khan. Kami komakom. Let Kami. Why is Kam the komakom a drasha for one egg and not a drasha for a non fertilized egg? What makes you go one way or the other? So Gemara says, no, in Cain, if that's the case, if the drasha was going to go this way, that it's coming to exclude, coming to exclude Beitzim Nuzaros, then in Cain, Nichtov Kra, V'ha'im Rovetz Aleihem. It should just say the aim is Rovetz Aleihem, because we already have Ephrochim Ubeitzim. So, Umay, Ha'im Rovetz Ale Ephrochim Ol Aleihem. What to say again, the mother is hovering over, is sitting over the chicks and the Lakushe. Ephrochim Abeitzim Abeitzim Ephrochim. The second time it's written is to give a hekesh between Ephroch and Beitzim. And just like Ephroch is alive, so do the Beitzim has to be alive. So if we're learning that brush out from here, so we're going to learn it from Cain. So Cain's got to go back to the way we originally learned it, that if it's Cain Mikomotom, even if there is only one.
Okay, but in reality, you don't know what these eggs are until you open them up.
Okay, it's a yesy question. And you know. There must have been a way where you can look at the eggs and figure it out what whether or not they're going to contain a live chick or not.
You see a little broken.
Do it first, and then whatever it is later on.
I don't know. I mean, that goes back to what you're supposed to do first. You're supposed to send the bird away, the mother away first.
Broken.
Yes, you can probably maybe you can tell.
Maybe it's broken. Right. It looks
not viable. Right. Maybe you can tell. Maybe you see the leg coming. Wait, so you can.
No.
There's not. If it's not viable.
If it's not viable, broken egg.
I don't know what the psychology of a bird is. Maybe a bird is still, the mother bird is still very attached to its egg. That's not. Maybe the. Yeah, I don't know. Up on the pole. How do you know?
Okay.
All right. Next case. The Mishnah brings other dinim when it comes to Shavuah. So in the Mishnah now, on Kufim Malafa Malala. Shilcha. So you sent away the mother bird. V'chazra. And the mother came back before you were able to take the chicks, right? Shilcha b'chazra. Afilu arba b'chamisha pamim, which is euphemism for as many times, even if it comes back four or five times before you're able to take the birds, chayav, you still chayav again to shoo the mother bird away, and you're not allowed to take those chicks until you shoo the mother bird away. Shenemar, because it says, shaleach t'shalach ha'aim. Send and send the mother, and the pashtus is from the kefa lashon, that's going to be multiple shlichos. So now another din, amar. The guy says, Harini no tel esa'im, I am going to take the mother for myself. I'm taking the mother for me. U'mishaleach esabanim. And I'm going to send away the kids. I'm doing it backwards. Right? Yechayev. No. You still have to rectify the situation and send away the mother bird. You have to send away afterwards. You have to still send away the mother. Shenemar shaleach t'shalach esa'im. You got to send away the mother. That's the mitzvah. To send away the mother. Next in. Notal esabanim. Fine. You sent away the mother, and you took the kids. V'hechziron la, and then you took the eggs, and then you put the eggs back, and then the mother comes back. V'afrika chazra'im aleim. She comes to sit back on them. You're putter. Now you're putter mil shaleach. Why? Rashi says the kevah the nutlos abeitim have a kevah mezuman. If I took the eggs, I think it must only apply the eggs. If I took the eggs, they're mezuman to me. I made a kinyan on them. The whole mitzvah, Shluch HaKari, mentioned is when it's out of the wild, Ki Karei, this isn't Ki Karei anymore. Once I made a kinyan on the eggs from Hefer, they're mine. The bird comes back, I have no fear to send them away anymore, burn away anymore, because the eggs are mine, it's the mezumen, it's not Ki Karei anymore. So I took, like in cases, I took the eggs, shoot away the mother, took the eggs. Put the eggs back, mother comes back. That, I don't have to send the mother away anymore. If I send away the mother, and she comes back before I take the eggs, then shalach t'shalach, I have to keep sending the mother bird away.
That's the proof that this is not a mitzvah that has to do with the mercy. It has to do with just the veil of the Torah.
The proof's a lot of ways. The proof, you're right. The raya is each way. Right. There's a Gemara in Brachos. The Mishnah in Brachos mentions that anyone who says the Shulchan is within Rachmanis, you have to keep him quiet. So the Gemara has two. The Gemara there, I'm not sure. The Gemara there has two ways of learning. It doesn't mean no. In a Hanami, it is Rachmanis. We're not allowed to say it because it's Mako Kina and all the other creatures that you don't have this din. Or is it no? In a Hanami, you can't say that because it's not Midin Rachmanis. It's Midin Takana. So the Machlokes are about the Gemara about this. And also, I mean, as the rationale behind the mitzvah. So there's a bunch of Rishonim, and most Rishonim say it's Rachmanis. But then later on, you have the din from the Zohar that comes in, and it's not a din of Rachmanis, it's a din of Zorios. So if I send away the mother bird, the main way of viewing it is that it's Rachmanis. It's the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rambam.
It would be the case, this wouldn't be possible.
No, it's Rachmanis, but the Rachmanis is based on the dinim. You have to have Rachmanis. You're not killing Osuves, but no, Los Shutu be Yom Echad, the din of Rachmanis. But they're also exempt, they're exceptions. Sometimes they're exceptions. But you're right, this smells more along the lines of just a takana. It does. Alright. So Amalei Ahumi Rabbanan. So one of the Talmidei Chacham said to Rabbanan the Rabba, the Ema, maybe you should say Shaleach Chadazimna, send it once, and to Shalach Trei Zimun, and you don't have to do it twice. So if it comes back three or four times, then you're potter. Why do you have to keep doing it infinitely? So Amalei, no, it says Shaleach. The word Shaleach itself, Afilu Meyapamim, would tell me I have to send it hundreds of times. So, Tashalach, what does the word Tashalach come to teach me? Ein li elad varishus. Right? I would have thought that the only time I'm mechayeh to send away the mother bird is that I'm only doing it for varishus. I need the chicks, I want the chicks to eat. Right? See, just to be, also attention, there's a whole shiloh that Yossi was mentioning yesterday. What if you don't need the eggs? If you used to send away the bird, is there a mitzvah to send away the bird without taking the eggs? Also, machlokes. Everything here is a machlokes, and a lot of it, I think, comes back to the rationale whether or not it's Rachmanis or Achzorius. How do you come back? So, Ein li ela dvar rishus, but with dvar mitzvah. Let's say I needed the mother bird for a dvar mitzvah. Well, what would be a dvar mitzvah? I need the mother bird to be part of my bird offerings to be matar matzora. Is the type of bird. So maybe minayin. Even in that case, I'm still chayav l'shaleach. While I say that the mitzvah, right, that the mitzvah of the mother, that my mitzvah is dope to the other mitzvah of the shluch hakan. So therefore, tamar lomer tishalach. Tishalach will come off him. No matter what, you have to send it away. Have a mina being, bimakom mitzvah. I wouldn't have a mitzvah of shluch hakan. The Gemara says, amalei rabbi abba braid rabbi yosef barabba l'rab kahana. Amalei rabbi abba braid rabbi yosef barabba l'rab kahana. Elo metayma de kasar afon tishalach. The only reason why I know that even if there's a dvar mitzvah, I would have to send it away is because it says tishalach. Halav hafi, without that pasuk, hava min, I would have thought, with dvar mitzvah, lo. But for dvar mitzvah, there is no chiyuv to send away. If I need that bird for my taras and matzora, I can just grab it without sending it away. So the Gemara says, why? Asei v'lo sasehu. When it comes to Shulchan Khan, there's an asei, a shalei to shalach, and a lo sasei, a lo kikasei mamonim. Very powerful asei v'lo sasei. The ain asei, and the asei of taras hamatzora, cannot come to the sense of living lakach, Mitaher sing two poems, take two birds. How can that say doke alosa say and I say? Well, what's your habamina? It would never be able to doke. I have two over here. So what the Gemara is trying to do is prove that maybe there isn't alosa say in law. And then it'd be an asay against asay, and then the next Gemara is going to say, why does one asay trump another asay? We know an asay is doke alosa say. But even if we get rid of the law here, it's asay versus asay. How's that going to work? So that's what the Gemara is talking about, sir. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, we're talking about the case. The other reshakal le'ain. What you did is you were over the mitzvah asay already. You were mivatul the asay, and I took the mother. Right? The lav avre. I violated the lav. Right? You're not allowed to take the mother before the bird. I took it. I violated the asay. So now, I violated the lav. Now the only thing left is the asay. I can rectify it by sending away the mother. The mitzvah asay. Asay hu di ikla. So now all I have is the mitzvah asay. Shalei to shalach. So you would think, like the assay of Taras and Matsura, the Litki assay should be doka the assay of Shiluach HaKan, to understand why. Kamash Moran, that no, that even in this situation, Tishalach is Mechayi to send it away no matter what. The Taras and Matsura is not doka the Shiluach HaKan. So now the Gemara say, wait a second. Remember, I didn't remember, there's a Machlokas in Gemara Machos, and we have the concept of a Lava Nita Klasse. You have a Lava Nita Klasse, which means, If you violate the law, you have the assay that can rectify the situation, and you have chayiv on the law because you can rectify it. The question is, up until what point can you rectify it? So the machlokus, whether he says, kimu velo kivu, or bitlu velo bitlu. Meaning, do you have basically kotzadei kedibur to rectify it? So in our situation, how do you rectify the law that you didn't send away the mother? Send it away, rectify it. So you have to do that right away. That is kimu velo kivu. After that moment, after Tofin Vivor, Rashi explicates the whole thing. After Tofin Vivor, well then there's no more Nitzach Lase, there's too much of a time gap between. Or do you say, Bitvul Bitvul, you have as much time as until you are Mevatel the Asay. Meaning, until you can no longer do the Asay, you can fix it. How's that? If you shech the bird in this instance. So you have all then. So, let's just read the Rashi. Rashi says, Kibblo Kibblo. Right, you see, of course, like a simon, right across the Torah, or it's right smack in the middle of those short lines. It says, Kol mitzvah lo sasei, every mitzvah lav, shishma kumasei, that has another kumasei, right, burn it, just for all different types of chametz, you can get rid of it, right? Shishma kumasei, kigon zev, like our case, shanita kalav lasei, the lav is, can be rectified by the asei, demashma, because it says, lo tikach, the imlakah, if you did, kaimasei shiva, you can send it away. Kishahisu bolo tikach v'lakah, v'shalka b'tokede dibor. If you send it b'tokede dibor, shel hasra pater. V'yachavish avral lo tikach, even though you violated, v'lakach nitkul asei lomar im avral hazarazo asei zeviki pater. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, you violated, you can fix it. But you can fix it only tokede dibor. But lo kaimasei shiva tokede dibor, if you didn't do it tokede dibor, the kaimala tokede dibor, dimadami, as we say, tokede dibor is Kedibor, he over al hasra chayav afil shoch lachazman. So I take away the bird, the mother bird, and oh, okay, then I can send it away to fix it. If I take away the mother bird, wait 10 minutes, and then send it away, there's no connection left anymore. So therefore, I violate it. It's not nitzach lasei. As opposed to the other man d'amar, man d'amar bitlu bitlu, he says, but lasei shabal agamre, the next Rashi says, she'en yachal v'kaim o'og, you go shoch lachayav. You have until you get rid of any possibility of being mekayim liasei. In our situation, when's that? That's only when you shechted the bird. So what's going on here? We have a havmina to say that in our case, if you were over and you sent away the mother bird, then you would have the havmina. Well, let's think for a second. According to the man d'amar, who says kimu v'lo kimu v'lo enachanami, that's the case of where if I waited 10 minutes, there's nothing left but the asay. I violated the law. I can't fix it because I waited till the one till the dibor. But according to the man d'amar, who says bitlu below bitlu, I still have the mitzvah asay. I still have the law. The asay can come and fix the law. So it's still two. Right? Because Gemara, Hani, Chalamad, Tani, Kim, Ubulo, Kivu. Alamad, Tani, Bitlu, Lo, Bitlu, right? Kamadul, Shokta, so long as you didn't shech the bird, Lo, Abre, the law. You haven't violated the law yet. Because once I send away, once I fix it by sending away the mother, there's no law. And I have until I shech. So I have the asay and the law. What's your having me to come and tell me that the Mitzor is going to be doke? How can I say we don't can I say in a lot?
I lost you.
You're two. You have a lava nitak lase, correct? Lava nitak lase. I violate the lav. The Torah gives me the opportunity to rectify that lav by doing the mitzvah lase. I find chametz on Pesach. I can burn it and I'm not over the issur. When? How long do I have to fix the lav? That's the point of my number that says kimu v'lo kimu. Kimu v'lo kimu. Tokei divor. Once it's beyond that time, I violate the law. So how does it work in our situation? I violate the law, I took the mother. I violate the law, I took the mother. Now I wait more than Tokh de Dibor. I violate the law. So what's left? Just an assay. So the half of me would be,
wait.
The assay.
What do you mean, what's just an assay left?
Yes, because the Torah says there are two mitzvahs by Shulah Khan. There's a law of not taking the mother, and there's an and there's assay of Shalei to Shalah. To send the mother.
Okay.
So I violated the law.
Okay.
Now I have a mitzvah assay to send it away. But they're no longer connected anymore. You're no longer connected. So therefore, you would have a hobby to say that the mitzvah asay of Tara Samitsura can we go for this mitzvah asay of Shiluach HaKam.
But if they connected, but so you already ruined both by doing the lav.
No, they're connected. I have the mother, and now there's an asay, also the mitzvah asay, I have to send the mother away.
But you already took it.
Okay, so I violated the lav.
Even if the first wife, the intention is to do the Tara Samitsura.
No, he's going back on the. He's claiming that once I violate the law, the whole thing falls apart. The Torah is not saying that. The Torah is saying the two separate mitzvahs over here. Don't do it. And also, if you're going to take the kids, send away the mother.
No. The kicker is you're using it for a mitzvah. I'm
right.
Doing it for mitzvah.
Right.
Period.
Right. But he's.
But
he's
while saying, I'm doing it for mitzvah, it also happens to be a shluach hakam.
Right. So he's saying though, once I violate the shluach hakam, I take away the law.
Right.
Then the whole thing falls apart. But that's not what the Torah is saying. They're two mitzvahs.
You can still send
the mother bird away. Now, by sending the mother bird away, does that fix the law?
Oh.
So if I say that after Tocha Dibur do it more, no. So there's only an Asay left. I can have a Havamina that the Metzora can be Docha that Asay. But if you say that I still have the ability to rectify.
You can't say because then you could solve it. The Mitzvah Rav Avera and it doesn't work.
Well, Mitzvah, that gets into it, but it's a different type of. It's Mitzvah Avera is that what I'm doing creates a Mitzvah, is an Avera. Here, it's a bit to Asay. I don't know if that necessarily qualifies. But the other case of kimu of bitul means that the lav is connected to the assay so long as I haven't gotten rid of, so long as I still have the ability to send the mother bird away. That's up to the time of shchita. So that means I haven't violated the lav yet. Because lav anita klasei.
I thought that the lav was kotor dibur.
That's according to one man d'amar. That's according to the man d'amar of kimu below kimu. But according to man d'amar bitul bitul, I have a longer time. It's connected so long as I haven't shefted the bird. So long as I have the ability to send it away, I can. So then I haven't violated the law, so I have a law in Asay, comes the Matzorah, what would be the Havamin that an Asay can be doing for the law in Asay? That's one question. The next question is Sue, the Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we'll see in the next Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shaleach may cover Mashma. Shaleach is not Nitak Asay, but Shaleach comes first. You have a Mitzvah Shulif, let's say, Lot Asay. It's not one to rectify the other. So therefore, if that's the case, afilu asay nami lecha. So what happened? I violated the law. I'm over. There's no law. And there's no asay anymore. This is probably what you're saying. There's no asay anymore. It's two separate things. There's no asay because you violated the law. You can't send it away anymore. It's not nitak asay. So of course the Metzora should come and be mevatel because there's nothing left over here. So Ela Amar Barav Ashi, what's the case? He goes, shenotla amanas l'shaleach. I took the mother, amanas, I had in mind that I'm going to send it away. Now the lav left up because my kavana was to send it away, right? The lav left up, but I say hudika, but I still have the assay of sending it away. I haven't done it yet, so now there's no lav, but I have the assay. The leise assay, the litka assay. So now maybe the assay of Paras Matzora should be doka this assay of sending away the mother bird. I didn't violate the lav because my kavana was to send it away. So now I'm just left with the assay to send it away. So maybe the assay of Matzora will be doka this. So Gemara says, okay, that's the case. If that's the case, why is the whole Havmina is that the Asay of Metzora we don't have the Asay of Shalei Shalach? Why? Why isn't it? Asay is not Doch Asay. The Gemara says in this case it would be Ma'ulimi the Hayasay. Why is the Taras Metzora more powerful than the Shuluch Hakan? Saka Daitach, you would have thought, Ho, we Amamar, since we know Gemara and Shabbos, that Kuf Zayin, that Godel Shalom, Shabin Ishla Yishto, that Shalom between man and woman is very important. It's so important. Sharei Amar Torah. By the Haskalah Soka, you can erase, in order for Shalom Bayis, you can erase the Shem Hashem. The High Metzorah, and what's the case of the Metzorah? Kibon the Kamadol Mitar, so long as he's not Mitar, and that he's Tamei Metzorah, Asher Batashra Shemita. You have a problem, he can't be with his wife. Dick says, the Pasuk says, the Yashem Nichutzla Ohalo, Shivas Yonim, since outside his tent for 7 days, Ohalo is the Isto. So Mikan Shah Asher Batashra Shemita. So now he's a problem with his wife. So you would think, Mao the Tema, came to Asher Batashra Shemita, it's a very chamor. So let's say I say today, it's a say, I'll be with Tara the Metzora, so he can go back to his wife. Vilitka Asher Shulchan Khan. It's a Vidoka Asher Shulchan Khan. Kamashma no, Shalef Shalach, you always have to send it away, even B'makom Mitzra. Next Mitzra. Ha notel aim al Habanim. Let's say you went ahead and you took the mother before you took the bird, the kids. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Loke. He says you're Loke. You don't have the opportunity of Nitak Lase. You just saw this Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Lokev ain't Mishleh, you're Lokev, and there's no fear of sending it away. It's done. Once I violate the law, it's done, Marcel. This is your Shita. You go with Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim Omer, no. Chachamim say Mishleh. It's Nitak Laseh. You took the mother, fix it, depending on how much time you have. Fix it, Mishleh, right? The ain't a Lokev. Because that cloud, Kom Mitzvah Losaseh, she's what Kumaseh. Anytime you Mitzvah Lav, there's a Kumaseh following it. Ain't Lokev Aleh. You don't have to get Malchus until you separated, you have no ability to further fix it with the assay, depending on that machlokas and machlokas. So Gemara says, "Boy, Rabbi Abba, Mamam, time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the svar between Rabbi Yehuda? Does he say Mishum? Does he hold the svar lav shenita say lokin lav? Maybe he argues. Maybe he says lav shenita say you do get machlokas. Maybe that's the svar lav shenita say you do get machlokas. O Dilma, or maybe ba'amos svar lav anita klasei lav shenita klasei ain't lokin lav. Maybe he holds ain't aklami. Holds like everybody else." Lav and Nitak Lasei is not Malkus. But here there's a svara difference. V'hachla hayin taima, mishum the kasavar shaleach me'ikaramat mashma. Like what you're saying, Marcel, the shaleach is the mitzvah beforehand. Right? It's not Nitak Lasei. It says, ki kari senesi por banecha, lo tikach e'el avonim, Right? What are you supposed to do? Shaleya to shalaka fa'ein. That's where you do it. And if you don't, you violate the law. It's not that one's connected to the other. You have two separate mitzvahs over here. You shaleya, and if you don't, you violate the law. Doesn't mean if you didn't, fix it by sending away the mother. They're two separate things. Shaleach meikara. That's what you're supposed to do initially. Not shaleach is a rectification of the lo tishalach. Shaleach is a mitzvah, and don't send away, and don't do it as a mitzvah. Because they're not connected. The one doesn't rectify the other. If that's the case, then it's not a law of mitzvah, and therefore you get malchus for violating the law. So touch us. Now I'm trying to prove what Rabbi Yehuda Shita is. Does he hold the kol terakula, lava nikla say you do get malchus, or does he say lava nikla say you don't get malchus, but here's an exception because it's not a lava nikla say. Following Breitzer, Gana the Gazvan, a thief, different types of thieves, yeshma mafal malchus, you can get malchus. They can't, you would think that maybe you can't, you don't get malchus for stealing, why? Because you have a nikla say of a hashif hashif esakadela, you can return the gazela, and you can fix it. So did Rabbi Yehuda, you get malchus. So Gemara says, v'hahachal lava nikla say who? It's a lava nikla say. Stealing, the lav nikla say, why? The rafwana amalos digzel, now that's steal, the heshiv is a gzela. Rectify for return of gzela. And if he says you get malchus, must be because he holds lav nikla say, you do get malchus. So shmai me that time Rabbi Yehuda, mishuk kutha kasavar, lav nikla say, look in love, you get malchus. The Gemara says, no, amalahu, Rabzei says back to them, lav aminalahu, didn't I not tell you? Komas nisa dol tanya bey, rabchir rabbe rabosha, any brisa that wasn't reviewed by Rabbi Chia and Rabosha, it can have mistakes in the girsa. Don't bring it into the base medrash. This brisa was never reviewed. It was never reviewed. Duma, maybe the girsa and the brisa is in the klal machus arvoyim tanya. Right? Rashi says, top Rashi, Chia Rav Oshu sidrus habrisos. They were mesad of the brisos. The dikiku behold the divrei kol chacham lomek moshe amar. They basically edited it. Aval yesh tenayin harbeish the mosif mamish nasan with a dummy. Sometimes there are different Tanaim who add to the Brisa. So unless Rabbi Chia edited his Brisa, Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Oshia, it could be a mistake in the Brisa. It's very interesting, very fascinating about just on the development of Brisos and Tanaim literature, but more for the scholars, I guess, to deal with. But here, maybe this Brisa wasn't reviewed by them, so the Girsa is wrong. So instead of saying the Girsa says that Yesh Tam Bechal Malchus, maybe it says, Einam Bechal Malchus Rabbanim, and then that would be proof that he holds Lav Shanita Vasei, Ein Lokin Alav. So next proof. So Tashma, the Tani Rav Oshia Rav Chia. By the way, the Brisa, as Mara says, this is a Brisa. Who said it? Rav Oshia Rav Chia. So we know this is a clean Brisa, right? The pasuk says, right? It says you have the mitzvah of the pshichacha. You can't go back. So as Mara says, lo sashuf, don't go back. Dishav, lo tichale, dekila, yesh lam b'chlal malchus arbayim. In those cases, okay. Let's say I dropped something. I went as a harvesting, I picked it up. So I violated the law. The Mishnah says no malchus. Why? Just drop it again. You can fix the situation. It's a law that needs a class A. You can fix the situation. Right? The tila. But the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, yesh lo mechal malchus arbayim. We still got malchus, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, get malchus. Shema mida, time it Rabbi Yehuda, Mishnah mechasavar, law that needs a class A. Look no law. This is a law that needs a class A. What happens? I went into the field, I gathered the produce, I dropped it, I'm supposed to leave it there, now I picked it up. I violated the law. You can fix it. Just put it back down. Lava nikla lasei. Review says you get malchus. I told you hold lava nikla lasei. You get malchus. Mar says no. Dilma hasam hayne taima dekasavar ta'azov meikarim asher. Maybe it's the same lima we have here. Then the pasuk says ta'azov. Who says it's nikla lasei? There's a mitzvah that you have to leave it. If you don't leave it, you violate it. You can drop it again. That's the next mitzvah of leaving it over. That doesn't rectify the situation from before. And you have to figure out what situations you say it's mitzvah and what situations you say it's not mitzvah. Like, how do you know which one is which? So, Abba Rabbeinu Ravashi, Tashma, give me another raya. The pasuk says, by eating the Korban Pesach on the 15th of Nisan, it says, Lo so simi menu ad boker. Do not leave anything over until the morning. And it says, Vando simi menu ad boker, whenever you do leave over, that is disrupful. So, ba kasu, the pasuk comes, Litin asay, achar los asay. Lo malachash ain't lokin alav. Meaning, if I violated it, it was too full, I didn't eat all the Korban Pesach, so the next morning I can rectify that lav by burning it. I don't get malchus because I fixed the situation. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Lav anita klasei, no malchus. Shema mina, time of Rabbi Yehuda, mishum lika sabar. So you see here, he holds, lav anita klasei, ain't lokin alav. So why in our permission do you get malchus? So shema mina, time of Rabbi Yehuda, mishum lika sabar. Shaleach meikarim ashma shema mina. So it's not nitach, it's not connected. Shaleach is initially. The shleiach doesn't come after you violate the lav. The shleiach is the initial part of the mitzvah. It's not connected to rectify the lav. Therefore, even though I hold lav anit lase, I do not get malchus for. In this case, I do get malchus because it's not a lav anit lase. It's a separate mitzvah. Amalei Rav Idi l'Rashi. So Rav Idi says to Rav Ashi, "Masisa nami deka." You can maybe make a deal from our mishnah that this is the svara of Rav Yehuda. The Katani, the mishnah says, "Hanotel eimal habanim." So what was the mishnah's case? I took the mother before I took the chicks. Rabbi Huda Omer, loke ve'ein mishaleya. I get malchus and I don't send the bird away. Well, if it's a lava nitak la'asei and you still get malchus for it, why are you not sending away the bird afterwards? You still have the assay of sending away the bird. The Gemara says, ve'isak adaita time Rabbi Huda lava nitak la'asei loke love, loke, get malchus from violating the lav, u'mishaleya, mi'violate, and send it away. Why are you not sending it away? The only reason you can say you're not sending away is because there's no rectification over here. It's like what Marcel said. If I violated the law, the whole thing falls apart. If I took it, it's gone. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. But if he's saying it's a law, and he's going to say it, then he'll be going to say afterwards. It's not a nitak, you still get malchus, but he still doesn't mean you have to violate the assay now. Just because if you hold law and he's say you get malchus, that just means you get malchus for the law. You still have to go ahead and do the assay. But if he's saying here that the assay is meikara, that means they're not connected. So once I got rid of the, once I violated, there's nothing left. So that's why he says you don't have to send it away. You can prove it from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no, you can't prove it from the Mishnah. Dilma hakakar masnisan, ein nifkar adam alkimei. Maybe you can read the Mishnah says, he says, amar gudah, loka ve'ein mishalech, means, ein nifkar adam alkimei. You are not putter, you're supposed to send it away, but it means you send it away, but you're not putter until you get malchus. I don't know how you read that in, but that's what it says. So there's no raya from our Mishnah, but there is a raya from the case of Lo Susini Menu Ad Boker that he holds Lav Anik Lasei Eim Lokin Lav, and the reason why you get Malchus in our case is because it's not a Nitak Lasei, it's just a Lav Meikara. Is that something there? I don't know, maybe Rashi says it. I don't know how that you read that into the.
Oh, because you already tied the Malchus already.
Right. That's Rabbi. How does he read a niftar ad malkin lay? That's how he reads it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says ad kam mishalcha.
He did it already. Right.
He violated the situation falls apart.
It's done.
So you're not.
The only way to rectify that
is to get your malchus. Oh, rectify klapi shmaya. You get your malchus. Okay. You're not rectifying the situation. You're rectifying your own avera.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
How do you buy that?
Pasuk says you can now take the mother. Without you took the mother for himself. You didn't send away the mother. You took the mother bird for himself.
Right,
that's a violation.
The
pasuk, they're two psukim. Shaleach to shalachat ha'aim, which is a say, but it also says lo tikach habanim al aim, something like that. I forgot. It's a lo tasei. Ki yekarei kain tifol fanecha b'der fachol yitz olah aretz afrochem al beitim ve'aim or vetzis o ala beitim lo tikach ha'aim al habanim. Don't take the mother before you take the kids.
That's problem one.
Shaleach to shalachat ha'aim. Send away the mother.
Is what I say. You want to be. We don't know.
Well, you said yesterday. You said differently.
You said
yesterday. You said the other way around. Yesterday you said you don't need to take the baby.
If you want a baby, then send the mother away. Let's say you don't want the baby. You want the mother.
Wait, you said yesterday.
You can't take the mother. You can't take the mother. You have to send it away.
He could change his gears if you want.
No.
Yesterday you want the mother.
Let's say you only want the mother. You don't want the baby.
You have to send. You can't take the mother when the kids are there.
Exactly. So the point was you can't take the baby when the mother is there. You got to send the mother away.
You can't take anything if the mother's there on top of the babies. You have to send it away. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Akam mishalcha." How far do you have to send the mother bird away? Now we get the details. How far do you have to send it away? How far do you have to shoo it? So Rabbi Huda Kadesh taped him itachas yado. You have to shoo it a distance far enough that it's not within your tefisas yad and you can't grab it. So for that would be from here to there, I guess it's enough. I mean, from me to you. That's far enough. I can't grab it with my hands. Okay? So, Bameh Mishalcha, the whole girsa over here, what the issue is, how do you send it away? So, Rabbi Huda Amar B'Raglel, Rabbi Huda Amar B'Agapel. We'll go according to the second sheet in Rashi. Rabbi Huda says, you have to kind of... Rabbi Huda says that even if you sent it away, it only has legs, meaning it doesn't have wings. If you clip the wings somehow, and you send it away by foot, that's also good. Rabbi Yehuda Amar B'Agapeh. No, it has to be that it can fly away. But if it can't fly away, birdie, then it's not good. Okay, the second Rashi.
Obviously, not the
Our Rashi is kosher birds.
No.
This doesn't apply to them anyway.
Who's
the test? Our kosher.
Can't be our.
I don't know. They are kosher. They have it. Then you have shluach hakan.
You have
shluach hakan. If they're not kosher, you don't have shluach hakan.
All
right.
They don't fly.
What? No, so according.
It's like chickens. Chickens don't fly.
You don't have the mitzvah but chickens.
Is this kosher?
Chickens is different because it's not kiyakare, because they're just chickens you own.
The eggs are round. What is that chicken you own? It's a wild chicken.
If it's a wild chicken, then you would have it. If it's in your coop, you don't have it.
But like chickens can't fly.
What? Okay, so maybe that's a different thing. Maybe that's an issue here.
If birds that can't fly.
I don't know. Rafuna Amar Biragleh, he says that it's Biragleh, the Ksiv Mishalche Regel Hashor V'chamor. You see that Shiluach is even with the feet. Right? Mishalche Regel. That's considered Shiluach. Rafuna Amar Biragleh, Regel the Hakanfal Ninu. The regel of the birds is wings. Maybe if it doesn't have, that's something else, as opposed to if it's clipped. Maybe if it can't, as opposed to what you. Okay, Ahu Diginzu Legape. You have a person who kind of sheared off the wings, cut off the wings of the mother bird, so it can't fly away. Vishilcha, and then sent away the mother bird. Okay, so now it takes the chicks, and then he goes back and grabs the mother.
Because the wings of the mother can't go far.
Correct. So Nagdei Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda then gave him Malkus, the Amarle, and said to him, Zil Rabbi Legata Vishalcha. Wait until the wings go back, throw back, and then send the mother bird away again. So come on, who's he holding that? Why is he getting Malkus? Ik Rav Yehuda, Lokev E Mishalea. In this, according to Rav Yehuda, he said if you violate the essay, whatever, let's say you violate it here, you get the Malkus, you don't have no fee to send it away, so why do you have to send it away afterwards? The Ikar Rabbanon, and if it's going to Rabbanon, according to their Shita, if you violated something, you're Mishaleach v'Eim Oke. Just fix it by sending it away. Send it away to Eim Oke. He's in the old Ikar Rabbanon, really, you hold like Rabbanon, that you shouldn't get Malkus. But here, Malkus Mardus, here it's Malkus Mardus, because what he did was probably not so appropriate. He walked up, cut off the wings, sends the mother bird away, takes the chicks, and then goes back and takes the mother bird. That kind of violates, like, the spirit.
He's still running.
It violates the spirit of the law, and then, right, Rashi says, correct. So Ahuda Asel, let's just do the next piece. Again, we'll try to start. Let's see. Ahuda Asel, the Kamei the Rava, a guy who came before Rava, Amalei, he asked, Tima, that's a certain type of bird, it's an Oftar, it's a Tima. Mahu, you have a Mitzvah Shluch HaKein by this Tima. So Amar, so Rava says to himself, Lo Yod the High Gaiver, the Oftar Chai the Shluche, does he not know that a kosher bird, you have a Mitzvah Shluch HaKein? So Amalei, so Rava says to the guy, Dilma, Chadad, maybe what you're asking me, if not whether you have a Mitzvah Shluch HaKein, maybe you're asking a detail. Dilma Chadda Be'asa Hu Dirami. Maybe you're asking there's only one Be'ah. There's only one egg, you still have a Mitzvah Shluch HaKein. So Amalei, this guy says, I'll read the gear so that's changed. So Amalei in, that's right, that's my question. Amalei, so Rava says back to him, Umati Ba'ilah, what's your question? Mastisin he. It's a Farish Mishnah that says, Ein Shem Ela Ephroch Echad O Beitza Achas Chayiv L'Shaleach. Even one, the Chayiv Shaleach, because the Cain came to call Malcolm. That's how we started the daf. So he says, so the person went Shilcha, he sent away the aim, Vahadle Rava, wow. So he sends away the bird, so Vahadle Rava Pirstake Vitapsa. So Rava sets up a trap a little further away to capture the bird. Because Rava's not the one who sent it away.
Someone else
sent it away, and Rava's.
But they're in cahoots.
So the Gemara says, Velechas Lachashada. Maybe you should worry that people are going to think they're in cahoots. So he says, no, Kla'achar Yad. He did some sort of weird thing with the trap that you couldn't recognize that he was setting up a trap for this bird.
What's the problem? He sent the bird away and then he put the bird next to it. No,
a different person set the bird. Because maybe they're in cahoots.
He did. What's the problem?
Maybe he's wrong in his sock. Maybe people are going to think that he only passed in that way in order for him to get the bird.
Right.
Maybe Sha'al Hanos Asmo Chai Vasalcha. Because he wanted the mother bird, he told this other guy, you go send it away. Historically, Sarachik Minachir, a post egg has to be as distant as possible from something that looks ugly. I mean, Ma'il Trefos, from Chrysler Shari Bukhra, below Zabim name. Like Chrysler, who was mocked at a certain animal, but he didn't eat from it. So through here, he said, no, it did it in a way that it didn't look. There's no shot. It didn't look. Okay, let's stop here. We'll pick up on the Tana Rabbanan. And we'll do tomorrow. Finish the stamp tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll stop. We'll start maybe about 6:25, 6:30. I don't think we have to start so early. So basically, everyone come at regular time. And okay. Have a good day.